A new program is looking for solution to the challenges facing businesses in Kano. It's called Enable, or Enhancing Nigerian Advocacy for a Better Business Environment. The project is a collaborative effort of the UK's Department for International Development, DFID, and the Center for Research and Documentation in Kano. The program also encourages and facilitates communication between the private sector and the government ministries, and it helps provide access to legal, policy, and regulatory information to stimulate an informed dialogue. Umar Ibrahim Yakubu is the executive director at the Center for Research and Documentation, which is located along Sokoto Road in the government-reserved area of the northern Nigerian town.
We tend to discover that over 97% of businesses in Kano put together were negatively affected by the security problem. Some of them had to close down. Some of them had to retrench some of their workers. You know, some of them had to cut down on the number of hours, you know, they operate.
Yakubu says the research covers businesses across various sectors like manufacturing, commerce, hospitality, and crafts and trade. He also says the outcome of the study was disseminated in a seminar to stakeholders, the private sector, and the government. It aims to solicit their input and devise ways of addressing the challenges.
An agreement was reached that the government would work closely with the business membership organizations so as to see on how this problem will be resolved to bring back business activities in Kano State.
Alhaji Ali Madugu is Vice President of the Manufacturers Association of Nigeria and Managing Director of Dala Foods, producers of a variety of tea and beverages in Kano. Reacting to the report, Alhaji Madugu says it portrays an accurate picture of the present state of commercial activities in Kano. He says businessmen should learn to keep their businesses moving despite the security challenge. He calls on security operatives to relax the tough stop-and-search measures at checkpoints.
All the shops, all the businesses that are close to that police formations were closed down since January 20th. Up till today, nothing is operating there.
He says businesses will return if all police stations around markets and commercial sections are closed or moved. He says the police should go back to their old locations because now their presence is having a negative effect on businesses. This is one of Kano Town's most popular business areas, Singa Market, on Benle Road. Here, all sorts of cereals and beverages are on sale and in high demand by customers and traders. 55-year-old Alhaji Kabiru Isame Sabulu is a renowned businessman. He sells sugar, beverages, rice, and spaghetti, which are mostly imported from Asia.
He says insecurity cannot stop trade and commerce in Kano, even with the heavy security checkpoints. Every day people come to Kano from different parts of Nigeria and neighboring countries for different types of business transactions.
He says there are reports that the heavy presence of security personnel on major roads leading into Kano town are there to protect businesses, travelers, and the public. Security is not the only problem affecting Kano's business owners. The study also says an erratic power supply has adversely affected 89% of businesses in the city. In addition, a lack of credit and inconsistent government policies have affected close to all businesses. Ahmed Rabiu is president of the Kano Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Agriculture.
Largely, there have been some setbacks, reasonable degree of setbacks, and it has been compounded by the continuing inadequacy in the infrastructure, requirement of power, water, access roads, rail services, airport services, even telephony, if you like. You hardly find an individual who keeps one line and is happy.
The Kano official says there are many other issues at play as well. They include unfavorable exchange rates for investors, high interest rates that makes it hard to get loans, the bank's inability to offer financial assistance, the failure of non-bank financial institutions to support development of industry and commerce, and lack of support by government to encourage business activity. Rabiu says one sure way to revive the economy is to implement a Vision 2020, Nigeria's long-time development plan, designed to propel the country into a top 20 world economy by the end of the decade. One of the plan's goals is to promote an efficient and globally competitive private sector that will facilitate the growth of businesses and investments. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kano, Nigeria.